What's up, y'all? It's Mike, iWatchMike.com. It is a rainy Sunday. I'm looking out the window right now. And I figure I'd catch up before I have to go to work on some episodes of the originals. I'm a little behind. It's been a little bit crazy. I always say it. I have baby duty, and my son just doesn't stop moving. So he really doesn't give me a chance to watch a lot of television. Unless it's cartoons that I've never seen in my entire life. But enough of that. Let's talk about the originals, episode 2, You Hung the Moon. That's the episode that I just finished watching. And holy crap balls! This was an intense freaking episode. A lot of crap going on. Hands down, I don't know about y'all out there, but I think my favorite part are this. There was some really good stuff, because I always like all the tearing of limbs and bloodshed and ripping apart of bodies. I like all that stuff, but man, that whole scene where Haley comes back to the house and throws Freya's dumbass into the wall, knocks her out, and then she starts to fight Klaus, and then it escalates to the top floor of the house, and she's just screaming, man, that was intense. And I'm not going to lie, I have a little boy, so maybe that's why I got teary-eyed. But when Hope walks out and Haley sees her, yeah, that pulled on my emotional strings right there. I was like, oh, but that was such a great scene. Great, great scene. Good to see Klaus. I'm a big fan of Klaus. He's probably one of my favorites, including Elijah and Rebecca and Marcel. And Davina. It was just good kind of, the only way he's going to protect Hope is if I know that he feels that he has to be hardcore to protect her, but I don't know. Sometimes I feel that when he's hardcore, he makes mistakes. So why not work together? Ugh, but that's not Klaus. Who else do I want to talk about? Let's talk about this. Freya winds up doing something good, finally, and helps Elijah and Klaus search to see if this prophecy is right. And oh, crap. Not only is Klaus in danger, but my girl, Rebecca. I swear to God, if something happens to her, I'm going to be so pissed. So I guess this is all true. And Klaus is going to get turned on. And she said a dark cloud. So that I didn't hear death. I just heard dark cloud. Is that dark cloud Tristan? Either way, people are supposed to turn on Klaus, and it's going to be a friend, a foe, and a family. It's going to be Freya. I don't think it would be Elijah, right? Elijah would never turn on, to that point and kill Klaus. He's had so many opportunities and so many reasons. I don't think that's going to happen. What else? Speaking of Elijah, I think Elijah is still a pimp. I said that in my last episode. The dude's walking around the swamp looking for Haley with the baby. Like, he's like, no one's going to touch this baby because I'm going to kill anybody. That was dope. But I think when Elijah and Jackson go to Lucien's house and that whole throwing of the steak into Lucien's throat and Jackson jumps over the table, finally Jackson does something because he doesn't do anything because Haley always protects his ass. But that was badass. And then Lucien has freaking werewolf. He's got little vials of werewolf protection. I don't think anybody knows about that. Where did he get this from? So I don't know. This episode was really good. Davina's into some crap. I didn't think Davina caught everybody on fire. I thought those were the ancient witches, but I guess she had something to do with it. So I'm curious to see what's going to happen with that whole story with Davina and Haley and Klaus, because we already know that she wants Klaus dead. So I don't know how it's going to happen. But that Asian kid, you see how that Asian kid stepped up to my girl Davina and was like, I'm gonna call you out and I'm going to ban you. I'm going to erase you. I was like, all right, he needs to die, Davina. We need to do something and that dude needs to go. So we'll see what happens with that drama there. And at the end, Aurora, she's kind of freaking crazy. She's like Cuckoo from Cocoa Puffs. So I think she's going to get out. I don't know if she's going to escape or if something's going to happen to Tristan and then she's going to be even go batshit crazier and get out and revenge. But I don't trust it's Tristan. And he said he's going to bring Aurora back a little gift from New Orleans. Is that Hope? I swear to God, he's going to, he's messing with the wrong family. All right, people, that's it. What do I give? Scale of 1 to 10 this episode. Man, this episode, I probably give it a 9, a strong 9. Almost a solid, great episode. But it just, Freya, and you notice I didn't even mention Cammy, because she just, I don't even know that story. That's, I don't know. Anyways, give it a solid 9. And that's it for this episode, this rant, rave, and review of the originals, You Hung the Moon. I'm going to try to squeeze in the next episode right now, so I'll be caught up with all you guys out there. So if you want to check out more of my reviews, I've been uploading a bunch of stuff from the London Comic Con as well. So make sure you check out iWatchMike.com. That's my blog. And you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at MikeTheMovieGuy. And like me on Facebook if you get a chance. It's iWatchMike on Facebook. Everybody have a great weekend. Hopefully y'all are staying dry out there. And I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.